This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Good. So we're holding... Okay, so I'll try to, I guess, read out loud as much as possible?
Thank you, or whatever.
Sort of go a little slowly. Okay. Or if you want to, we could not have a shiur this week, whatever you want.
No, I would definitely like to have the shiur. I just apologize, I don't have the sefer. It was just not at home.
Okay, good. Reb Chananya ben Chadin Oimer, Shneim sheyesh v'beim b'neim divrei Torah, harei ze moishev leitzim. Shenema v'moishev leitzim lo yoshev. So, Shneim that yesh v'beim divrei Torah, it has a shem moishev leitzim, and moishev leitzim lo yoshev. Aber Shneim sheyesh v'yesh b'neim divrei Torah, Shchina shruya b'neihem. Shenema oz nitbu yir Hashem ishor eyu, v'yakshev Hashem v'yishmo, because of safe as a corner of fun of the year Hashem will have his way. Only a lashnai, minai and shakalecha chesha vasik betera shakash broker bel is ha, shenema yeshe bodat biido im kinot alolo. So the Mishnah is miles by the two people without the betera is a mishnah blatim. If it is the betera, it has a darga of more than one person's osik betera, one person akash broker bel is ha, and two people. It's the safest card. Shneim sheyeshvim. So the Maral has a few shilas on the Mishnah. Yesh lishol. Haraya shehevi minu moishav leitzim moishav leitzim leyoshav. He brings a raya from Shenema of a moishav leitzim leyoshav. Shenem is kibbutz shoyin is kibbutz. It doesn't say, the Mishnah just says if they're not doing divatera. So anything else that they're doing, who says that that's leitzim? And as that there's some mid ground between Litzanis to Divrei Torah, there's Dvarim, sort of stam. Sheiniska b'zishva inaisik b'Divrei Torah, ulai hu k'mashmo shem is leitzim. Maybe it's like talking about where they are being misleitzim, where it's Divrei Litzanis. Void kasha. It should have started out with the tremendous smile of two people speaking Divrei Torah, and then it should have said, if two people are not talking Divrei Torah, it's like a Moshe later. But
Moishav leitzim, ke'enis leitzit rak divrei schoik,
Rebbe has a very he has a maimed in the beginning of Purim where he describes, it says that Moloch is described as a lens, and Rav Huttner describes the two halves of a pasuk. It says that the first half of the pasuk Rabbeinu says is that everyone is nika kefi mehalalei. Everyone is nika kefi the things that he values. So and so there's a hecker in a person what he is by what are the things he values. If a person is spoiled from kli kesef and kli zav, if a person is spoiled from dvarim shel ruchnius and so on, then there's a second inyan that says over there that it then it says that aletz is the opposite. He says aletz is somebody who bechlal does not value anything. In other words, there's a mida in a person. It's not only that letzanis is about divrei hazai. Letzanis seeks to find that divrei hazai in everything. And my friend explained extremely well. That's why letzanut avodah zarah is muta, because avodah zarah, it's not when you speak avodah zarah, to speak against avodah zarah gives it some sort of standing, some sort of credibility. Here we speak divrei havai shaboy means that it's mufka. The letzanis means that you don't bechlal give it a maimon. So the koyach of letzanis is the koyach of having things mufka in this world, things that are dvarim that are einam shel erech. Kiyush hashem yesh yachas sheyed b'neim eze dvarim. Val ze oma, ki ze omoy shev leitzim. Ki ein ha yisloitet zot rak b'divrei schoik b'divrei chisul v'eimah mamish. Schoik is a diburim of eimah mamish. Of our conversation is nothing but Torah and Tehillim, then שחר בני הנופי. כי כאשר שני בני אדם יישו מדבני בעבוי, דו בזה הם דבורם שהם דממש. שאודם נמשך החזה כמו אחס חויק, שאודם נמשך החב יישו. Since the experience of being the other person is moishik the person, so the divrei betola comes with the geschmack of being together in the person's nimshach did. Ulefikach kol yeshiva shal shnayim shem yedav miyachad bein zeh v'toyru hu moishik leitzim. It's also the word yeshiva itself means a certain kvias. It's a certain permanence. So the person who is kaveya for dvarim betelim, who's kaveya and the kviyas centers around dvarim betelim, that's a much bigger pegam in the nefesh than somebody who stam. If the person stam tells us it's not tivitzar b'seva, so it's mabika. But when he's kaveya and this becomes the thing on which he's kaveya himself, that becomes much deeper as much more problematic. That's one point. A second point. For oy kasher roy le dabe divrei Torah, v'ze kasher shteim biyachad, kos roy lem le dabe divrei Torah, ki b'shnayim le divrei Torah b'yosik moshe yisaya. V'kasher meser le divrei Torah kasher roy le divrei Torah, nechshav davar ze be'erach haTorah moshe yesh v'yosik b'sicha moshe leit megamri. So he says, he explains later, that there's a special mila of 2/1. I guess, we'll jump the gun and drop, whenever you have one person, Chaymer is always unique to each person in his own. So, the physical experiences that I have are individual to me. The hair of it, the teichn of it, is come with two people. So, Lamash, if I see a certain color, you see a certain color, the seeing of the color is a personal experience. The defining it as red, this is a red, we saw something red, that is, that's in common between two people. We'll speak more about it when he speaks about later on when he speaks about the two and so on. So the opportunity for two people is the hechatimta to be oimed on real divrei Torah. I can now talk about something in a way that shayach to two people and instead of being shayach to me, and that's a lot more emes divrei Torah than that which is shayach to one person. So to use out a maimed of two people, which should be tayrdik a maimed, and you use it for some of that, that's much worse. He doesn't. This doesn't explain. I mean, every latzanis, every meishev late, every latzanis requires two people. It's hard to tell yourself just sharp jokes. So I'm not sure what the pshat is in terms of how he understands the in other words, so what is mechalik? I mean, before he said some chilik between being kaveya and not being kaveya, here I'm not sure what is being mechalik. I guess I would assume that the possible nafkamina could be let's say the person is not a Talmud Chacham, and it's not Shaykh to retire over there. So, maybe in that case, it wouldn't be a Moshe of Leitzim, because it wasn't Betzim Broyu to the retire. I'm not sure.
This Shaila that Rabbi just said, to explain what's the chiluk between Stam telling over Letzon, Dvarim Shel Mabekach, according to the second. Could it be the pshat is, if you just tell over somebody else's news, then you're not using a hechatimta of two people for news. There's no existing hechatimta of two people. You meet him and you tell him something, so that's it. But here the pshat is there was a hisvadis, as he was saying, and you have a matzias of two people sitting together, so now you have a hechatimta for Torah, Mitzad the not just the
sort of practical enough community thing would be the same, and yeah. just with a different little bit of a different hagdara. It could be. It's also I would also say something about the format, I guess. There's a certain type of you know, you can have a popular joke, you can have dvarim. When you create a divrei batola that is badrin shmeitzer, you know, keilu, you're being conveyed as a klaldic activity. Could be that's where it is, as opposed to things that are individual. But it could be that the form, it's the same form, but it's a different nature. Or maybe Raya Masha Kosov Meshav Leitzim LeYoshav. What's his Raya? He was bothered to write for Meshav Leitzim Yotzov. LeYoshav. Shehoyle Loima Ve'im Leitzim LeYoshav. Shenedim El Masha Oma Baderech Atem LeOmad. Shaderech Hu Shavad Echadov Lechet. Hu Aschalas Echet. In other words, the structure of the pasuk is strange. Baderech Atem LeOmad, the word Derech Atem makes sense because it means the road, the pathway to sin. But over here, the Meshav Leitzim, where's the Meshav part of it in any way the Latzanis? V'kim sh'oschol sechet ha-makosov u'v'derech ha-tem l'holach, le'omad. Shekach p'ilzei, kim sh'ach te'hoylech derech lachi, in lam b'derech ha-hu, sh'hal yatznu alachet. So, over there, b'chet, the halicha make varsa. Ava yeshiva, in the maisa ne'kol l'tzanis, how is you going to make a clap of the tennis? If Kedalah was a late in Leo, if Abe's a Kamara says name, she may swim, if it is a terrorist of Moshe of Leighton. It does a television of Moshe of Leighton. So, sort of confirms it that Akapanim, it's the yeshiva aspect of the Leighton that is a Leighton. And the Mela, that's why it's called the Meshav Leitzim. The Hechetimsa for that is a kvias of two people and so on. I want to just sort of finish off this nekuda. He says of a Meshav Leitzim LeYoshav, the things in the world that are constructive is called his Oisik B'Yeshuva Shalelo. Things that are miyashiv the world is the positive constructive things. That's called oisik b'yeshuva shalaylam. The Maral speaks in an endless amount of places. There are things that in a makom moishav these things don't exist in yeshuv, whether it's masikim or other things. They exist only in shmamas and chorbas and so on. In other words, makom moishav is the opposite of chorba and shmamen. So when you have a lot of people living in one place, like a city, you get a lot of existence that gets developed. A lot of yesh comes about, and a lot of metzias comes about. The word yeshiv. It means anything which is settled, kavua, and has a metzias on it. The places that are michutz l'machne, like it says by Sfer Lazozel, Sazel Lazozel, Sawyer, it's as Gzeira, all sorts of places that are michutz l'machne, all sorts of things that are not the Makom Moishav, if we have the kreiches of Churban, Harris, and so on and so forth. So Moishav is the metzias of kiyum, yeshus, things that are positive. And Litzonis is the place that you have things that are michutz le'yishuv, michutz from positive things, and they're all these things that are the negative of the bria. In a moishav, that's ra is a moishav leitzim. It's where the yeshiva together, instead of the tachlis being to be also be yeshiva shel olam, to be constructive in terms of what it builds, mitzvah, its diburim, and so on, it's destructive. And that's a specially bad inyan. So when people get together, when you kaveh a chevreshaft around varm betelim, that's ke'ilu creating a certain toyev avoyu upon which things are going to land and not going to be able to miskayim, because then it's not giving it any makom moishav. So letzanis in general, that's true about it. That it's oiker the possibility of having things that are there. And that's a pshat moishav late to the yashav, meaning that they didn't create a messias that's hefich the messias. It's being ma'ar the messias. So this is all talu in yeshiva, in because that's the hechitimza for kiyum ha'olam, and if the person uses it for things that are hefach kiyum ha'olam, that's we did something very wrong. Two people, when they speak to the Torah, that's a real Torah. Shatera hi kasha moitzi a Torah befeh. Zedek a Torah Gemura. When Torah is in its fullness, when you moitzi befeh. Vizeshat bishnaim, shatera hi kasha moitzi a Torah befeh. The hagdar of it is, different Torah is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is thinking or wants. It's the expression of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks or wants into words of the world. And the words, so it all comes as Dvar. That's the Divrei Torah is something which is the metzias, so to speak, of the Torah in this world, and that's why Torah is considered mitzvah b'peh when they speak about mashav d'ibamaisa. It's something b'peh. Kavod davar l'moed fichal davar asoyse. The fichal, it's b'peh. V'zenik Torah gemura. V'zeshach b'shnayim shetzach lohayta d'ibamaisa. So because by two people, the only way to have ideas is where each contributes. Al karchach, the two is especially the Torah of two is especially shayach to Torah. Aval echad afilu moitzi min hapeh hayefsheh she'abaleiti bo. When a person says it himself, he could have done it without dibur. He chose to say it out loud, but not quite the same. Akach afilu imoitze dibur befer loynikra ze dibur shal ter bechlap. Now, so that means in two people, the Torah of two people is bal korchach shayach to the world of peh. So that's the essential dibur Torah of the peh. Masha inkein, if one person learns it, so he may or may not choose to use pair. So even if he chooses to use pair, that's sort of incidental to the etzem. That's incidental to the Torah. The Torah itself is in the world of machshava. The person thinks about it. He chose to speak it out. That's nice. He chose to speak it out. It's very, very nice. But it's not because that Torah is Torah that shayach to peh. I want to explain in the Kudda here. It's important also to understand why each and every person needs to be waited to peh and so on. We've said many times that, you know, Adam's kreach is in peh because ideas and musagim have two ends. An idea starts in a place where words don't really do it justice. Where it's not shy to describe with words, it's just a very vague idea. That's in the person's seichel, but it's lacked in the seichel. It ain't going for seichel no itself. I mean, you can yell and scream in a closed room, and that's but if I mean, there's no, it's not something which the pair is really, really the right way of doing it. You're not, when you speak out the Divrei Torah, at the end of the day, if there's nobody around, it's still basically in your machshava. You're emitting sounds, but you can't say that you're translating into the world of sound, really. Masha Enkin, when you have two people, so there you have, you're bringing it down to the world of Diburim Bechreach. Because the world of Diburim and the world of Torah is to take the Chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bring it to this world, which means to make Dibur out of it, specifically. And so the kli for learning really is the mouth, Dafka. And all over the places when it lists what's the mitzvah of the peh, the mitzvah is Torah. And Torah is a mitzvah of the peh. Because specifically there is an inyan to say it out loud, but mitzvah the imek shaboy, Torah is the diburim shaboy. Even mitzvah the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, as far as speak a lot about the chof based oisius that the Torah was nidna. You know, it's the pshat. Torah itself is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ideas or its sinus. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ideas or its sinus expressed in using the chof based oisius. That's what Torah is. And you get the advantage and disadvantage of dealing with Dibur. Because Torah's chiddush lies not in the realm of the seichel shabbai, because as far as the seichel shabbai is concerned, that's not part of this world. The Torah, the yesh of Torah is in the burim shabbai. So when two people are learning, there's a special yichud to the Torah. The Torah comes in the form of the burim bechreach. When one person is learning, it's not the burim. It's a nice thing, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very fine about it. But it's not a real realization of Torah mitzvah tzura as the burim, and that is its ikat tzura. Its ikat tzura is the burim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chachma. It's not pshat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chachma. We need some way to give it to us. We have the burim. The nekud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is divrei chachma that are the burim of the Dvar Hashem. Any question?
Does that mean that when we're going into understanding Havanas HaTorah, even in our own minds, that means klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that has a status of dibur? Klapei the machshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Listen, when a person thinks of a chiddush, he usually starts by thinking of something kind of vague, and it's like we spoke about the difference between Chachma and Bina, but it's mitzvah that retains the klarkeit with which it is. When it reaches a dark of klarkeit that it's trying to communicate it, that's when you have Divrei Torah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Because that's... Okay.
Shkoyach.